Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Simpin' After Dark. This is your girl, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Stephanie Valenzuela.
I'm so excited to have a guest back today.
Glad to be back.
I don't have to sit here and talk to myself or do a monologue. I legit felt like I was doing a TED Talk. So I hope everyone enjoyed my first solo episode.
You were great. Don't worry.
Thank you so much. But I'm so excited to have a returning guest, Stephanie, our in-house master psychologist / therapist. All that good stuff. Welcome back, Stephanie. We have an exciting episode today. It's not going to be so much geared towards psychology unless Stephanie has something to hop in with. Like, I always welcome that. I think our listeners do appreciate like a listening or like a learning perspective. It's always interesting. Actually, some of like the most listened to episodes have been with Stephanie. So I don't know, you guys love hearing about psychology. I know I do. But today we're going to be talking about Friends with Benefits. Actually, that's the name of the song. It's FWB by Chica. And so it stands for Friends with Benefits. And we're also going to be talking about other things correlated to that. Specifically, I asked today on my Instagram story, like how people kind of determine when they're like starting to talk to someone or hang out with someone, whether they want to be just friends or like be more serious with them, you know? So that's something we're going to be diving into. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Chica. She kind of went viral on Twitter last year. She's really good at freestyling. So she posted like a rap video of her just freestyling about Kanye West, went super viral. I never really like listened to her stuff after that, but like I know she got really popular. And then somehow she came up on my Spotify. I was listening to a song, the one that we're going to do, Friends with Benefits. I was like, oh, shit, this shit is a little bop.
Yeah.
And it was Chica. Have you heard any of her other music or anything?
No, when you sent it to me, I was like, okay, like, I like this.
Yeah, it's a vibe for sure.
Yeah.
Honestly, I haven't listened to much other of her music.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I'm excited to get into this. Mm-hmm. We'll go ahead and play a little clip, and then we'll get into it.
So crowded, it's my throne pounded, but your phone me for the night. Please don't get ahead of it, I'm here for the benefits. Roll it up and we can catch a vibe. I just need a lover and a friend to pass the time. A bed to crash tonight. This ain't nothing special, I came for that act right. Got my spend the night bag, you know I always pack light. Ain't no strings attached, my nigga, fuck it.
All right, so that's a clip of that. And then also I forgot to mention for people that are new listeners, maybe haven't heard previous episodes before, the ones that Stephanie has been on, I believe they were both in season 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was Could Never Be Real. I think we talked about Rihanna on that one. Yes. And like Narcissists. So that was a really good mm-hmm. episode. And then another one with the song was Crazy by Kiana Lede. Can't really specifically remember what we talked about.
What did we talk about? Oh,
it was other.
It was just relationships of like, wasn't it like the cycles or something?
Something like that. It's like kind of with like craving attention and acting out.
Connecting it to childhood, your childhood with your parents.
Was that the one where we did that test and when we went over our results, yes, right?
The schemas. The maladaptive schemas.
Yeah, so if you guys are interested in psychology and relationships and how that all ties into everything and childhood, check those episodes out. Yes.
Definitely look back at your childhood patterns and see how it, you know, reflects in your current relationships. So yeah, that was definitely a fun one.
Yeah, that was like a really good learning one because all that shit is so important. People don't realize like the way you are plays into your relationships and like
your
how
relationship
like
with your parents plays into your relationships.
Yeah, like everything goes back to childhood, right?
Like you're like, ew, parents, what do you mean? And I'm like, no, it's not like incestual, nothing like that. It's just, you know, the way you start a relationship, it starts with your parents first, and then you can kind of continue that pattern in your relationship. So definitely, you know, think about that.
Yeah, because it all just goes back to like how you learned to like receive love or like anything like that. It's pretty crazy, pretty stressful. Usually parents don't take it well because they feel like, oh, you're blaming me, like blah 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 blah.
Yes, we are.
You know, it's not your fault, but it ultimately does go back to you, you know. All right. So this song, Friends with Benefits, came out the end of last year, so 2020, starts off with, she says, boy, I spend my time daydreaming about us. I don't want your love. I just need your touch. Yeah, I want to feel, but I ain't trying to trust. No, you put it down, so I'm trying to give it up when you want it. So right off the bat, she's trying to, you know, say, like, she wants to feel a connection, but she's not trying to get to a point where, like, it's going to have to be something where she's letting her guard down. Like, she doesn't want there to be trust. So off the bat, have you ever had friends with benefits stuff?
Yeah, it just, I feel like it never went long term. Like, it was never a long term friends with benefits. It was like very short lived.
Do you feel like it's because you start to catch feelings and you don't want to, or just like it falls off?
It falls, at least on my part, I'm just like, I feel like it's never equal of like, yeah, we're going to stay friends with benefits. It's like,
oh, they fall one, for you.
Yeah. One or the other, or it's for me, I'm just like, you know what? I feel like I'm getting too nosy in what else they're up to. And this isn't good for me. So
you, before you catch feelings.
Yeah. Okay. For me, just the way I am, I never want to be the most vulnerable one of the relationship.
Yeah.
So when I feel like, oh, you're not seeing this go anywhere. And I feel like I'm wanting it to go. So now I need to cut myself off and just.
Yeah. I feel like that's exactly like how she's like saying, like, once you start, like your feelings start getting hurt and you're like, can I trust them? And it's like, wait, this was never a situation where trust should be involved.
Yeah. So once I feel that, I'm just like, nope, I don't feel like getting hurt.
Got to take yourself out of that.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I feel like sometimes maybe both of the people start feeling that way, but nobody wants to be the one to say it, that they're catching feelings.
Yeah. And then there's been the opposite where, you know, I start to see them or them be like, oh, well, you know,
start pressing you.
I'm just like, okay, no more friends with benefits. It's not going to be that way. Because I also don't like hurting other people's feelings and being that person where I was like,
even though you said from jump, like, this is what it is. Yeah. So I think usually people say at the beginning, I feel like, at least in my experience, every time going into something, I'm always like, let's keep it chill. Like, I'm not looking for something serious right now. And I don't know if that has to do with like, me, I'm more of a relationship person. I don't really find myself in a lot of relationships. Like, I'm pushing 30 and I've had like 4 relationships, like serious relationships. I don't feel like that's a lot, but I don't know, like I just feel like it's always I don't want something serious and I end up falling for the person. We both end up falling for each other and end up being together, or like, I don't know.
So have you had a successful friends with benefits where it's just like, oh yeah, we were just friends with benefits, and you could look back and like, yeah, we both agreed that.
I think I wouldn't call it successful. Like, I've had a friends with benefits where it was like, we would just like, you know, I'll catch you here and there, you know, pre like COVID days, like when people would be going out and then like you run into each other, like, you know, those casual things. Like, if I see you there, I see you there, and you know, what's up. And we would hook up, but I secretly had feelings and I would be getting hurt all the time because then I would see like this dude out with like another girl, like taking her seriously. So I wasn't it for him. And like, I would have wanted something more with him. So for me, that wasn't successful. Like, it was fun, but it was also like, I was like getting like low-key hurt all the time. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm not built for it.
Yeah. I have a strong guard. So it's just like, I instantly, when I know, I'm just like, Nope. Bye.
Do you think it's because you're like so aware of like how the mind works how to keep your guard up?
Probably. I mean,
that probably helps, right?
For sure. And because I am very in tune and I do like really reflect daily on just mm-hmm. like my thoughts. So I always check in with myself. And so I never want to put myself in a situation where it's just like, I know they're not feeling it, and I'm not going to push myself to mm-hmm. further be like, are you sure you're not feeling it?
Right. Yeah.
But with what you said of just people being built for it, you know, mm-hmm. I was thinking about that when you posted it. And to me, I mean, I would love to hear, you know, maybe if people would comment after this podcast, after listening, maybe it's just the time in your life where you don't feel like you're ready to be a friends with benefit person. Because I definitely don't see myself as a friends with benefit person. That's not something I really look for, but I've always been kind of like that relationship hopper.
Where yeah. It's like, as long as I've known you, you've kind of always been in a relationship.
Yeah. And so it's like, oh, 2 months go by and then I'm in a relationship. So now, right now, it's been over a year. And so now I'm like,
good for you.
I'm independent. I got this. So you got to be very special for you to take away my independence and for me to be in a relationship. So now I feel like maybe I think at this point I can handle friends with benefits because I'm not really looking.
You kind of like found your peace.
Yeah.
So you're like, if anyone's ever disturbing that, where like you feel like, okay, maybe I like this person, but if they're like not respecting you or reciprocating that, like you're not going to deal with that disrespect or like put yourself through that. Because why? When you know what kind of peace you can offer yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's at this point, it's like, okay, I'm willing to be friends with benefits because I think male, female, whatever, we all have needs. And so it's just like, okay, yeah, you could be my friends with benefit. And so, yeah, I'm kind of exploring that. So we'll kind of see. But I feel like it, for me personally, just based on my own experience, it's like where you're at in life is when you're willing to be a friends with benefits.
Kind okay. Of yeah. That's kind of, yeah. When I asked, people were responding on Instagram and there was somebody that had mentioned that where I was like, okay, so I think it kind of has more to do with the time or like the place that you're at in your life, more of timing.
Yeah.
Which I've always like never really believed in the whole, like the timing was off. That's why it didn't work.
Mm.
I don't know. I guess it's kind of conflicting. Like when we're talking like in this situation, because usually I don't think, I think like if you really fuck with someone, it doesn't matter the timing.
I disagree.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I mean, at least in one of my relationships, the timing was very, very off, where I'm very time, you know, consumed in school. And I think it could go both ways. I think a relationship worked for me because I was in school busy, not really realizing our differences.
Oh, okay.
And then also the opposite of it really worked when I wasn't in school. And then once I started grad school, I was like, this is not working at all.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I think so. I just seen like a tweet or something about that where it's like sometimes you really, oh, it was actually, it totally relates to this. Somebody was talking about, you know, you think that like having your own peace and like being by yourself is good for you, but sometimes that's not really helpful when you're with somebody because you don't know how you're gonna be when you're living with them. Like, you know your own peace and your own space, but you don't know how like easily annoyed you're gonna be by somebody else like putting something back in the wrong spot or not doing things your way because you're so used to your own peace that you might end up like getting upset over the dumbest shit that really you should be able to work through it. But you're so used to your own peace that like your like fuse is this fucking short.
Oh, for sure.
So I think there's a balance, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with the whole timing thing, I've always been kind of up and down with that because I feel like if you really love someone, you can make it work. But I guess, like, you never know. Like, in some situations, circumstances, it's really, like, not something that can be worked through. And it's maybe more of, like, catch it later or, like, good luck. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. And I guess I haven't really been in a relationship where it's been across multiple parts of my life. I do feel like I've gone through a lot of stages in my life as I'm kind of building myself up. So it's like relationships have worked in this compartment, but not really across So, okay. I mean, but I've seen other people where it's like they grow together and I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe
it takes a lot of growth and I think like willingness to go through that together, which takes a lot of vulnerability because you have to like be like, all right, I'm not sure how I'm going to be mentally, like, yeah. You know, with like mental health, like some people become overwhelmed when they're going through periods of their life where like stress takes over and they just need to like flee or like they self-sabotage and they're like, I can't do this. Like I've done that.
Yeah.
So like I recognize like maybe if I would have stuck it through, maybe it could have worked. But because I get overwhelmed, maybe I just like terminated something too early.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is a lot of compromise, I think, mm-hmm. when you're not at like your I don't know, because I don't really, I was going to say it's not when you're at your final stage, but I don't think there is a final stage.
Yeah, I think it just has to be worth it. It does. Like someone worth it. Like, yeah. You know, you're never going to be at like your final stage. You're never going to be, I think, at a place where you're like, all right, finally, I'm ready. I have reached like this final level of like complete peace and serenity and I'm ready for somebody to enter my space. Yeah. It's never that. Like we are humans, we're ever evolving. So
yeah. I feel like if you're not growing, that's not a good sign.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you don't want to be like stagnating with nobody, yeah. like holding you back. Like we need continuous growth and growing together, which can be scary because it's like, what if you grow apart? But I think if it's the right person, it'll be natural and like harmonious or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yes, so then back into this. She says, I can quench your thirst, babe. Mean that in the worst way. Make a dude feel like it's his birthday. I don't fuck around. I never slack. But if you really want it, then I gotta get it back. So it's obviously a mutually beneficial thing. Like she's saying, I can quench your thirst. Which, like, to me, it's people want to do the friends with benefit thing, but I feel like it's still a lot of energy. Like, wanting to make yourself somebody that, like, fits the role of the specific type of person that this other person is seeking, like, sexually or in other ways. I feel like it's still a type of relationship and it still requires energy.
For sure. I feel like it is a category of a relationship, but it is still just like a friendship. A friendship mm-hmm. is a type of relationship. So yeah. Friends with benefits, that's going to be like in the middle of that type of relationship.
Yeah, because it's friends with benefits, so it's like a different level.
It kind of reminds me of Insecure. I don't know if you guys have seen that show, but Molly, mm-hmm. where she's that friends with benefits with the guy who is married.
Yes, I've actually brought that up on another episode before.
Yeah, so yes. It's the same exact thing.
So spoiler like, alert, we're like, just in case.
It's like, we're cool, but at the same time.
She tries so hard.
Does a friends with benefits really go both ways where it's equal of I 100% see you as only a friend with benefits?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if that's, from my experience, it's never been equal on both sides.
Yeah, I don't really know anyone personally where it has worked out. I feel like it's always like somebody who just like gets over it, or like somebody that ends up wanting more, or like whatever it is, or
it gets messy in a way, unless you just both kind of cut each other off.
Yeah. So like, speaking of messy, like the pre-chorus, she says, nobody has to know about it. We can keep it extra tight. Don't need my soul crowded, just my throne mounted. Boy, if only for the night. By the way, when I first heard her say, just need my throne mounted, I thought she said, just need my throat pounded. I was like, damn, okay, chica, shit. I just need my throat, okay, sometimes. But, yeah. I've been there. So she said, like, nobody has to know about it. So, like, I don't know what it is about, like, friends with benefits and, like, people wanting to, like, keep people low-key.
Is it the stigma or, okay.
Is it somebody that's just embarrassing?
There's three then. Or is it that, you know, you have this friends with benefits, but it's exactly as it is that you only see them as a friend. You don't have any, you know, potential of it becoming more. So it's like, I need to keep this on the download just in case I find somebody that I'm actually interested in seeking a relationship
okay,
with.
So you're not trying to like fuck up, which that reminds me of like how people always say, like, if your dude ain't posting you, it's because he's trying to keep it like, yeah. He doesn't want to like ruin his chances to meet somebody else that he would post.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, we'll keep it on the down low so that we can both find somebody eventually that we're actually interested in.
Definitely.
And then I was thinking about it too, of what is the gender expectation of friends with benefits? So for women, you know, I'd be curious to know what the guys and girls think, if they agree with this, of do you think that you're okay with saying, I'm okay being your friends with benefits, and that the guy actually takes that serious? Or do you think that the guy is like, okay, you're just saying that so that like we can hook up, but like, I'm sure that you actually want to seek something else with me.
Yeah. Like maybe like guys think that a girl can't do it.
Yeah. Like that they're, that it's like, oh, you know, you just want to like fuck with me right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that like you're looking for more if I wanted it.
Yeah. I think kind of like guys take it as a challenge more sometimes, because I think usually they expect that like a woman's going to be like, no, I can't do friends with benefits. Like, I want to be your one and only. I want to be like the main one, like the only one. So like when a guy meets like a woman that's like, no, I don't have time for something serious. I only have time for like a fuck buddy. I think maybe a dude that can like hit his ego a little bit, because they're used to like women being like, no, I want more.
Like all or nothing.
So they take it as a challenge. Yeah. And then I feel like that's also dangerous, because then they could go out of their way to try to make you fall for them if they are like the ultimate
I've
fuck boy.
Personally had that experience where I went on a few dates with a guy and it didn't work out. And I was like, you know, we could still be friends. Like, you know, you're cool. We had good vibes, like, you know, chemistry. But like, ultimately, it's just, I don't think it's going to work. And he was like, okay, if you say so. Mm. And then he ended up being the one that was like, oh, let's hang out more. Like, oh, you don't just have to meet up with me at night. And I'm just like,
isn't that what it was though? Like, what?
That's what you wanted mutually.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't want to hang out with you more than that.
Perfect example.
So then I just cut him off, because it's just like, I don't want to have to deal with the drama or having to like break things down for him again. I said straightforward what I wanted. And if you don't want that, then okay, let me distance myself from you so you could get over it.
Yeah, which is crazy, because I feel like I would say like you could use that to play the game. Like if like you want a dude to take you seriously, you just tell him you don't want it to be serious, because then he'll take it as a challenge. But the fucked up thing is, I think like a dude will still see it as a challenge, but it will be a literal challenge. Like once you are like, all right, fine, you could have me. He's going to be like, ha, gotcha, bitch. And he's just going to run away, dip out. Like it was just a game.
Exactly.
So that's why I feel like it's dangerous territory.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Yeah. And I had a friend that did that too, where they both were kind of like, okay, yeah, let's. And then he kind of ended up pushing her more, of just trying to, you know, be closer with her and more intimate with her. And then once she did, he was just like, And I was like,
shut up. That's so shitty.
So it's just, I don't know.
Gotta be careful out here.
Guys, you're putting up that stigma and that, you know, stereotype. And, you know, that's
master fuckboys.
I just wish things were more transparent. Of like, I know. Okay, we both agree. friends with benefits only. That's it. Cool. Or, okay, no, I'm looking for something more serious.
Like it has to be what you say it is.
Yeah. And if things are more upfront in the beginning, then I think that there wouldn't be so many issues with it.
Yeah. It could still be complicated, though, I feel like, from the beginning. Like,
because you don't want to be vulnerable in the beginning, right?
Yeah. Because I feel like usually, especially when people are like, I don't want nothing serious, it's because they're fresh out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. So they're like, I'm not trying to do that again. I'm just trying to like go around, get some dick or like get it in, like whatever. And then if I don't know, like either like you just are only like the relationship type or like what it is, but you end up just back in a relationship because you're like, whoops.
Yeah,
it happens.
Yeah,
it fucking happens.
You gotta break your patterns, I think, and experience all different types of relationships to know what you want and to see what you're comfortable with.
I think it takes a lot to like master being, especially a woman,
for sure,
like in a friends with benefits situation.
Yeah.
I think for men it's a lot easier, which kind of we talked about this before the podcast.
Yeah,
I think because of like societal standards and the way like boys and girls are raised differently, I think it is just more naturally easy for a man to end up in a friends with benefits without getting hurt or like without it being confusing or like muddied up emotions versus a woman, because the way boys are raised is just like, you know, like go out, like get it in, like fuck around, like it's encouraged versus like girls, it's go find a boyfriend, make him a husband, like make a family. So every relationship they encounter is more of you're trying to make it that versus like opening yourself up to only making it sexual. And women are shamed more for being purely sexual and like having sex and owning their sexuality. So
it's more intimidating to men when women act more like a stereotypical man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm actually only looking for, you know, sexual benefits right now. I don't really have time for a serious relationship. And it's like, oh, you're a fucking hoe.
Yeah. They look at you like, wait, and they don't realize they're just doing the same thing that men do.
Yeah.
Men don't like to be treated the way men treat women.
And I think, too, that if you're, you know, like, you know, we're going to be 30 this year. So it's just like, okay, I'm growing as a person. I'm busy. I'm still developing, you know, myself independently. So I'm being a lot more picky with the people I date and take seriously, but I still have needs as a woman.
Yeah.
So it's just like, okay, like, do you want to have fun together? And that's all I have time for right now. Or if I do see more potential in you, then I will take it serious. But I'm not that going to be that person that is automatically just looking for instant relationship or to kind of start developing things. I'm just like, I have my own shit to do. And if I don't have that much free time. So, you know, I'm going to be a lot more choosy with who I'm spending time with. And especially like if it's going to be an all day thing, I'm going to hang out with you, then I really value you.
Oh, hell yeah. Especially when you have a limited amount of free time or days off. Like, I feel like just the older you get, like the more precious your free time becomes. Like, I swear to God, like the older you get, like time just goes by so much faster.
Yeah.
Like the years go by faster. Now we in a motherfucking pandemic. Like, first of all, time goes by fast. Second of all, we in a motherfucking panini. So, yeah, you got to be real special.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's hard.
What's your criteria of
deciphering? Ooh, yeah. I feel like I'm such a flexible person, going back to fucking like, I don't know if it's because I'm Virgo and I'm mutable. I'm a mutable sign. So do you know if Libra is a mutable sign or if it's a cardinal?
Cardinal, right?
Yeah. April's nodding over there. Shout out April and shout out to Nightshade April's Collective.
Also a cardinal.
Aries gang. Yeah, so like for me, I'm a very just like, I can go either way. Like whatever happens, I can easily adapt. And I think that's why anytime I've been in like a situation where I'm like, all right, we're just going to keep it chill. Mm-hmm. Like if I end up like falling for someone and they're like, me too, I'm like, dope, relationship. Or if they're like not having it, then I'm like, all right, bye. And like I just dip. I'm like, all right, this isn't working. I'm just like easily about it. But I think just like one thing definitely has to be like, our lifestyle kind of has to match up. Okay. Like our sense of humor and like morals, like basic sense of morals. So if I'm like about one thing and you're like clearly against it or like different, I'm just going to be turned off. That's actually like one of the things that somebody replied was like one thing that they use to decipher between like a friend with benefits or like a someone that they want to take serious is like the way they said behavior and morals. So I was like, yeah, I could see that. But at the same time, I don't even know if I could fuck with somebody as friends with benefits that has like morals that are completely different than mine, because I would be turned off.
I agree with that. I think I realized that there's been a couple of people where it's like I didn't get that far with them from the beginning. And then as it's like we're just kind of hanging out and then they start saying their opinion, I'm just like,
oh. Yeah, I don't even know if I want to fuck you.
I almost feel like they're diseased.
Yeah, like, no. I'm good on this. Oh, no, I'm no, good. No.
Like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, like, imagine if, like,
a big
I
one.
Accidentally got pregnant with this
person.
Oh my
person. God. I mean, like, obviously, abortion, but.
Yeah, it's just like, no.
Which, that's one right there. If, like, a dude was insanely against abortion, I would be like, you're fucking ugly and fuck you.
I'm not going to tell you.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna keep it a secret that I'm not gonna tell you. Oh. Like, if I got pregnant and they were against abortion,
yeah,
I don't want to have a baby with them. Oh, hell no.
Yeah, you will never know.
Like, no. Yeah, my period's here.
Yeah, and bye, and I can't do this anymore. Yeah, yeah. So that's a big one for sure. Yeah. Just because, in case you like, especially for me, like, if I do end up catching feelings, like, I don't want it. Which I wouldn't fall for somebody with morals like that, but still, you know, like, I want it to be someone that like. Maybe that's my downfall. Maybe I should only, I mean, I have a boyfriend, but like, if I did have a fuck buddy, I should only find someone that I wouldn't want to see myself long term with. Oh. Kind of like, you know, like when girls like go out and to stop themselves from fucking, they don't shave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe like, it's like a heart. It's like a, what is that? Like a security measure? Yeah. Like a,
I never thought about that.
Like,
I
mean, a backup security measure in case.
Yeah. Cause it's just like, there's no way.
Yeah. Cause there's no way I'm going to catch feelings for this dude if I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
He's hot and he has a good dick. So, that okay.
So true.
I mean, so that's a way. That's a way. So yeah. Whoever said that, I could see that now. I could see what you mean.
I mean, I think that's what guys do too, though.
That's so true.
They look for someone that they're very sexually attracted to, but like they see, like, and I've felt it too with, like, I mean, I don't even think with this person, actually, yeah. Like, this person, it was a very, very short lived, maybe like once. But we were kind of just like talking a little bit, and then, you know, we ended up meeting up, whatever. But like, you could totally tell that this guy had no interest.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Like, making things go further in a relationship. So I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm great. What are you talking about? Why are you being so closed off, bro?
Yeah, like, you don't want me, the fuck?
But, no, but, like, yeah, but there must have been something that he already knew that was just an instant no, where it's just like, oh, no, like, this is exactly what I want, this is only what I want, and this is how.
Which is, that's what I'm curious about. Like, do people, like, have a criteria where, like, he was, like, there was something about you from jump that he was, like, no? Or do you think it was he was just at a place in his life where he was, like, no? Like, are people strong enough to, like, I'm, like, Stephanie, she's perfect and she's smart and she's beautiful, but I'm just at a place in my life where no.
That's, yeah.
Or maybe, just, I'm like, no. Or maybe, there's something about Stephanie, yeah, that no.
That's what I.
Are people that strong? Maybe. Are people that strong? I don't know. I don't think I am. That's why I can't do that life. I don't know.
I do agree, though, like, of what you said, now that I kind of, like, think about it. But I'm too nice, where it's just like, okay, no, I think I'm going to hurt this person's feelings, so I'm just going to stop this friends with benefit thing. But maybe guys don't think like that, where it's just like, because with people that I did completely cut off, where I saw them kind of being more interested, I just, like, nope, okay, like, I need to back out. But maybe these guys, it's just like, oh, well, if they're still willing to, then I'm just trying to get it in. But, like, I have no interest in making it.
Yeah.
Develop into any kind of other relationship.
I think when you're in something like that, you can only look out for your own feelings. Yeah. And like, anything else that happens is just like a, like, casualty. Not my problem.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's fucked up, but at the end of the day, you gotta look out for yourself. I guess I don't know if you want to be a dick.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, so we get into the chorus. She said, please don't get ahead of it. I'm here for the benefits. Roll it up and we can catch a vibe. I just need a lover and a friend to pass the time, a bed to crash tonight. Okay, so I could see that. And specifically, I'm always just like wondering, like these days, like I know like Corona times got to be lonely. So like, do you think, I wonder if people are like more flexible these days with like just having a friend with benefits and like kind of accepting like maybe I'm not, it's like not the right time to meet someone serious.
I, from personal experience, I would say, yeah, it maybe, like I said, you know, friends with benefits is more of a new thing for me. And so, but I was like telling my coworkers, he was just like, I don't have that many options right now of potential people that I see for long term.
It's hard. Like, I can't imagine, like, you can't go out to like bars, like nothing.
I can't go out of, in places of interest where I can find people. That
or even where you're meeting through mutuals, where it's like, oh, we're gonna invite, I'm gonna invite my friends of friends, and like you invite your friends of friends, and we all get together. Like it's very fucking limited. Like this has got to be a hard time, for sure.
So I think I am more willing maybe for just friends with benefits because I'm just like,
Do you think it was like more like malleable for your mind to put yourself in that mindset now? Like, do you think if it wasn't like COVID times, you would be more open to keeping options open, you think, for like relationship?
Maybe.
Potential?
Maybe. And I mean, at the same time, it's just I think this pandemic has been a good and bad thing for me because it has kind of forced me to be more single than I probably would have with my usual patterns. So I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah. Which like I feel, I'm like proud of you. Like I feel like you're like doing journaling and like stuff like that. Do you like meditate at all or anything?
I want to try more. I don't do it as often as rarely.
Yeah.
So I want to get into that more because I have done it like try it 7 days in a row, even guided meditation. You will actually get to a state of silence in your head, and it's really crazy. I have really bad anxiety, so my chatter in my head is just always like blah 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 blah. It actually worked when I was consistent. I think it was on the Calm app. It's a 12-minute 7-day guided meditation, and it actually, there was nothing in my head, and I was like, what is this?
That's so awesome. Which actually Netflix, I hope they still have it, because I feel like Netflix is all over Headspace, the place with taking shit off. Yeah, they have like a thing with like a visual added thing, which is like really cool. I did it with April the other day.
Nice.
It was nice. It's weird, especially now. I feel like especially now being in a pandemic, people are so reliant on like social media to like distract you from everything and constantly. Like I have found myself more addicted to being on my phone now than I ever have been. Where like I'm literally like every time I get off it, I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like stop. Like tomorrow, like no social media till after I have my coffee. Or, like it's insane. So like I think like we're not comfortable just like being in like a silent place in our brain without like some kind of distraction. So I think all that can be so helpful to like putting you in the right like space to like make decisions for like yourself when it comes to relationships and all that.
So question, do you think that somebody who is distracting themselves a lot, do you think that friends with benefits is a distraction? Do you think that is used as a way to still get your needs but still kind of distract you?
I think so. Yeah, because I think ultimately it's like sexual or like romantic needs or whatever. I mean, you're the one that knows about this. Like the hierarchy of needs. It's like human.
And that's a lower need, you know? That's our more like vital needs is human connection, you know, sexual connection.
Yeah. So
is it something that's just like, well, I need it, so I'm going to use it. But is that do you think that if you didn't have any kind of sexual connection with anybody and say like, you know, for like 3 years, I was just completely celibate.
Damn.
Do you think that would
I think I could do it.
like, a good or a bad thing?
For in terms of
just growth, meeting, feeling healthy mentally.
I think it ultimately would be good, right? Because at the end of the day, it's a need, but it is a distraction, I feel like. Because, like, ultimately, I think the need comes from, like, evolution, obviously, and, like, the need to, like, procreate. But, like, these days, the need is there without the need to procreate. So it's just there for that.
Okay.
So I think, like, if you take the need to procreate away, it's just a sexual thing, which is also a need. But, like, we got dildos and vibrators and shit these days. So it could still be met without all that.
Yeah, the need can be met without someone that is distracting you, that is taking your time away from yourself. And
energy.
Masturbation is looked at as a very positive way to get comfortable with yourself, to get to know yourself more and your needs and what you like and don't like. And
which I feel like can also help you be more picky in relationships. Because exactly. I've talked to so many, like, women that are like, a dude has never made me come before, or like, he won't give me head, or like shit like that. I think if you, like, take the time to, like, block out these people and focus on yourself and your mental health and, like, your state of mind and, like, just masturbation and, like, fuck these people, just be celibate, then
you're a more powerful individual in
yourself. Yeah. Okay, so when you're celibate, you could still, like, jack off, right?
I would think so.
Right?
Yeah. I mean,
that doesn't count.
No, it can't.
I love saying jack off. It's, like, a girl term. I'm gonna go jack off. It's better. Like, it's weird. How do you say it?
Say that,
right? Because, like, what else is, like, flick the bean?
No,
like,
no, like,
thank
that.
You. No. Like, bean. Like, no.
I'm going to start saying
I'm a jack off, okay? I just jacked off the other day.
Yeah, it's like in between. Like, it's not like a weird, specifically feminine term, like flick the bean. And it's not like I'm going to go masturbate.
Masturbate's
too technical.
Medical. Yeah. Technical. Yeah, all that. I don't like it.
I just jacked off right now. What did you do?
Jacked off. Exactly. All right. So she says, verse one, this ain't nothing special. I came for that act right. Got my spin a night bag. I'm trying to say it right. Got my spin a night bag. You know I always pack a light. Ain't no strings attached. Fuck it. I'll be that type. Pull up inconspicuous, make love like it's our last night. So it just feels so, like, sexual and romantic to me still. Like, if I was going to have friends with benefits, I'm not spending the night. The fuck?
But she's saying I'm packing light, so I won't
I'm
be
dipping
here
in the
while.
Morning. That's yeah. true. And that's true.
So it's...
But I just feel like you're going to end up cuddling at night.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch feelings if we cuddle. Like...
Yeah,
I'm only, like, human.
It's like, okay, why do you want to stay the night then? Like, it's not like you're having sex that entire time. So you want to cuddle, you want to sleep next to that person. So is it actually and maybe that could be an extension of friends with benefits of still getting that intimacy, but not
that's a benefit.
It.
I guess that's where, like, it needs to be, like, talked about. The benefits. What are the benefits?
Exactly.
Because, like. Yeah. I think a lot of men still try to get the cuddling because I feel like to them, like, it doesn't, like, awaken the same part in the brain that it does for women when you cuddle. Men can just cuddle as a part of, like, I just want to cuddle. And, like, it's very temporary, like, turned off and on. Whereas, like, for women, once it's turned on, it, like, turns on a different part inside of you where, like, you start getting all these warm, fuzzy feelings.
I would take it more personally, I guess, if a guy wanted to cuddle with me versus just having sex.
Right? I would be like, so you love me?
So are we a thing?
So we're together now. So we're getting married.
So where's my ring?
Where is it? You're proposing when? Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. That's why I say I don't know if we're all built for it. I don't know if it has to do with, like, with the time and space that we're in. Like, if I was single in these times, like, would I be able to put up with that more and, like, be able to cross the lines and blur the lines?
So, like Chica, she says, you know, like, basically saying keeping it on the down low, all that kind of stuff in the song. So what happens when your friends with benefit gets a serious girl? Then what?
Right. That's where, like, I would be hurt because I'd be like, so I wasn't good enough for you.
Yeah.
Like, what about me wasn't, like, wifey material, quote unquote. Oh, excuse
honestly,
me.
I think from what you said earlier, like now that I'm thinking about all these things, you should choose a person that's friends with benefits. And I think that isn't like you.
Right.
And you need to both mutually find out that we or have nothing in common.
Because then there's always the potential, because, right?
So say that, like, you know, we're friends with benefits, right? And, but, like, I really like all these things about you, but, like, I'm just, like,
we have things in common, like.
But, yeah, but, you know, I'm just really not looking for a relationship right now. And then all of a sudden I catch feelings, right?
Yep.
But then you are just, like, no, I only see you sexual. Then I'm going to get hurt, right?
Yeah.
So having a friends with benefit where both of you are just, like, yeah, we're totally not each other's.
Your lifestyle is not compatible.
Both completely agree. I think that's the key. There's no growth for either of us. Then it's just like we're perfect for each other for this kind of relationship.
Yeah, I think that's the key for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she just talks about verse 2. I ain't here for love, so promise not to fall for me. So this is where they start getting into it. Mm-hmm. Catch yourself frustrated, then save it and give it all to me. No, I like that anger, that danger my baby brought with me. Oh, okay, she's getting turned on. That's getting hot and heated. Doctor, doctor, know about that head, got that lobotomy. Oh, okay, we're talking about sucking dick and shit. Okay, so basically we could be done with this because we have I have some stuff I want to go over from Instagram, but you guys get the gist. Mm-hmm. It's a good little bop. Go check it out. Check out the rest of her music. I'm about to too because she sings real cute and yeah. She raps like really well. Obviously, she's like a freestyler. So like she's talented as fuck. Okay. So what we're going to get into now. I asked on my Instagram, how do you guys on Sippin' After Dark? So follow me on Instagram if you don't already. I said, how do you guys determine who you want to cuff versus just fuck around with? Somebody said this about to get ugly. I was like, oh, why? Like, I think they think it's going to be people saying fucked up shit. But to me, I feel like we all kind of have like some kind of subconscious criteria, whether like you want to say it out loud or not.
Yeah. I don't even think right? It's subconscious. I just think that it's unsaid.
Unsaid. Yeah. It's yeah. Something you maybe wouldn't say out loud because it could be fucked up because like maybe you're like.
But you're fully aware.
Like how girls that are like. He's not over 6 feet. Like that's fucked up to say. Like that's not nobody's fault that they're not tall.
Yeah.
But maybe that's a you know, not maybe subconscious, but something you're not gonna say. Where you're like, you know you're gonna fuck around with this dude. So like yes, girls can be fucking trash too. Like for we can all be trash.
Or even I mean in different cultural standards of family, like oh, well, he doesn't have this kind of job. My family wouldn't accept him. I would be disowned if I...
Exactly. Because in certain cultures, like your family's opinion matters a lot. Other cultures are like, well, fuck you then. Yeah. I'm never talking to you again.
Yeah.
So it depends.
Yeah.
So somebody said, the vibe, it's everything. Okay. I get that. But I guess my question was more like going into it, like, how do you know? Because this gave me more of the vibe of, like, so you're going into it and, like, if you like her, you cuff her or him. If you don't, you don't. I guess I'm trying to find out more, like, going into it premeditated.
Yeah.
You know? But thank you for that. And then we got somebody said, if I just got out of a relationship, strictly fucking around. And that, I feel like, where I'm usually at. Or I'm usually like, I don't want nothing serious, blah, blah, blah. And then, I don't know, I'm weak. I just be like, I love you.
That was the old me.
I love you. And then someone was like, interesting question. It's a feeling. You can try to quantify it, but it's hard. So another one of those same things. Then somebody said, if you can enjoy their company without the sexual aspect. Crying, smiling face. I love that face because that is cute. That's when you kind of know, I think. Like, if you can end up hanging out, which kind of ties back to the whole thing we're talking about, like the whole lifestyle thing. Like, if it's someone, like, maybe like perfect way to get into a friends with benefits thing without nobody getting hurt is find someone that's fucking annoying that you can't stand that's just hot to look at. Yeah. I think New Girl, if anyone has watched New Girl, have you watched that show? Uh-huh. There's like an episode where she's like, she's not the friends with benefits type, obviously, fucking Zooey Deschanel. And she's like, meets this guy and he's hot. And she's like, oh my God, he's so sexy. I just want to be friends with benefits. Like, I just want to have a one night stand. I never had a one night stand before. And like, they end up hooking up, but then like, she kind of starts to fall for him, but he's low key annoying. And like, everyone's like, girl, what are you doing? Like, just naturally, because that's the type of person she is. She was like falling for it. But outside of that, she thought he was fucking annoying and she couldn't stand him. Yeah. So that's, if you need a friends with benefits, just find someone that's annoying. I think that's the easiest way to go about it, honestly.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what guys do. Like, how else would you be able to treat someone like shit? First of all, if someone's annoying, you shouldn't treat them like shit just because of that. But I think some dudes are such fuckboys that they find a girl that they can't stand and they treat her like shit and use them only to fuck. You see it all the time.
It all makes sense now.
It's so mean. It's so mean. Like, holy shit. But I guess that's what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
So then someone said, if he seems like a fuckboy, but he's cute and you just want to get it in, fuck around. Toxic? Question mark. I don't think that's toxic. I think that's just what you got to do.
Yeah.
As long as you know from jump he's a fuckboy and that you got to hop out when you got to hop out.
Yeah.
You can't be catching feelings for these fuckboys. Yes.
Yeah.
And then we have the guy that said, or girl, whoops, behavior and morals, honestly. That's the one I brought up earlier, which I guess that's super open to interpretation, because that kind of brings me back to the whole thing where dudes say can't turn a hoe into a housewife because they see like hoeness as morals. But it's like, you don't really know somebody.
And you're probably a hoe too. If you're looking for a girl that just to fuck, like, you're doing the same exact thing that girl's doing.
So morals, that's kind of blurred to me. So like, that's one way to look at it. And the other way I kind of was just taking it was like finding someone where like, if your morals don't line up, I guess maybe politically or ethically.
Yeah. Then
you're good. Yeah, it's like you could do that because then you won't catch feelings. Or maybe you don't because you know you will catch feelings if they are lined up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how you guys do this shit. I can't. And then someone said, I don't do this and I am not emotionally available. So I think, that's all your dilemma because, you know, at this time in your life, I'm not looking for friends with benefits. So, I mean, I guess it's kind of avoiding the question, but then someone said, cuff him if he turns you on with his ambitions, playlist and Netflix queue. Yeah. And that's all lifestyle. Like if you guys are into the same shit and their ambitions line up with your lifestyle and your own ambitions, I think that's a green light, baby.
Yeah.
Green light.
Lifestyle interest.
Exactly. And then brings me back to this tweet. You know, I always got to talk about some tweets. At Queuing Oracle, Q-I-N-G Oracle, or the cunt Claire Huxtable, said, wanting to have sex with someone is different than wanting to have an intimate bond with someone. And in 2021, people still confuse the two. And that ties right into this. And I just want to say, baby girl, baby boy, stop getting excited because you're getting attention from these dudes. They would fuck a hamburger. Like, know your worth. Like, somebody wanting to fuck you because you look hot is not the same as somebody fucking with you on an emotional level and wanting to create a bond with you. Please learn to decipher the two. You're going to hurt yourself. Don't break your back trying to impress these dudes. Baby girl. That's just all I got to say about that. Yep. Just be you. All right, you guys. Thank you for sticking around for another episode of Simpin' After Dark. And thank you so much, Stephanie, for coming through again.
Thanks for having me.
I want to give a shout out to Wild 7 Studios for hosting Simpin' After Dark. Always, I love it here. And then also a huge shout out to Nightshade Collective, my girls April and Alexa, for always having my back. And we got these sick ass beanies in the works. They will be dropping soon.
Wait.
So follow at Nightshade Collective on Instagram. Keep an eye out. We just dropped a Valentine's shoot. By the times this drops, it'll probably be after Valentine's. But, you know, go follow them. Stephanie, I don't know if you are on social media currently or not.
Took a little break.
It's good for the mental health. She is a therapist, psychologist, so she knows what's up.
10 out of 10 recommend.
It's good. It is. I feel like I need to do that too sometimes. So if you do need to follow her, just check Stephanie
_ Venezuela, like the country, because like I will never give out my real last name. Don't stalk me.
Yes. And then also, speaking of Wild 7 Studios, they dropped the trailer for Debbie and the Devil, which is the horror comedy anthology series or feature film. It's scary. It's funny. I did production design on it along with Alexa. I do have things on the side other than just simping all day, listening to music, talking shit, getting drunk with my homies. So go check that out on YouTube. Follow Debbie and the Devil on Instagram, Wild 7 Studios, Wild 7 Podcast, all that. That's my family. So I love them. And yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. And we will see you next time. Bye.